But one of the guys behind this offensive operation is on the line to help explain it to us, and that's 28-year-old journeyman Jeremy McNichols, who has found a home here in D.C. with the Commanders, and he is playing great ball. He is on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app and visit BetQL.com. Jeremy, congrats on another home win and a 5-2 start, man. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you guys having me.
It's a pleasure, man. Congratulations on everything to this point. It's been a blast watching. I can't imagine how much fun it is for you guys playing football right now, though.
Oh, it's so much fun. I mean, we're having so much fun out there, and just the energy and the crowd and the city rallying around us is fun.
Did you guys know before the season started that you were going to be one of the best offenses in the league? It's one thing to hope it. It's another to know it. And if the answer is yes, when did you guys start to piece that together that you were going to be really, really good?
I think just back in OTAs when we all got together and just seeing each other evolve and see the coaches just believe in us first and foremost. And then we started believing in each other back then. And, you know, you just look to your left and your right and you just see talent, you know, and good guys that can go out there and play good ball. And, you know, just our system and how everybody fits and all the pieces fit. I think we believed back then when nobody else believed in us. So, and that's what was just preached to us. Like, we can go out there and beat anybody.
Jeremy, to me, what's been so, there's a lot that's so impressive. Obviously, the yards and points are pretty impressive, but there's an attitude and a mentality that just comes through watching the games. It feels like you guys are all unselfish. Whereas you look around the league and there'll be a time where a receiver doesn't get enough passes thrown to him, so now he's got to be separated from this guy or, you know, something like that. And it seems like it doesn't matter whose number is called. You had 3 touchdowns over the span of a couple of weeks and, you know, are in the game for big blocks, and receivers are all kind of chipping in that same regard. It seems to be this kind of team attitude, and it's not just fake. It's a real deal where you guys feel like you're really unselfish.
No, it's real, and I think we're all just at the point where we just want to win, you know. And you look at a guy like Terry that's been in here for a long time, has been very successful in this league, and you just see the way he works and his unselfishness and just what he does on the field, you know. You could just tell he wants to win, and, you know, him being one of our leaders and being here for a long time and being a foundation, and you just look at him, and that says enough. You know, a guy like that is just so unselfish. You want to rally around a guy like that, and then everybody else just does the same thing. So yeah, I just think we just want to win any way, anytime, anywhere, you know.
Jeremy McNichols, 7 carries, 42 yards yesterday for the Commanders as they beat the Panthers 40-7. On the season, Jeremy is averaging 6.6 yards per carry. I want to go back to when you got your first opportunity, because you weren't on the field really on offense the first couple weeks. I think you got 1 carry against the Bengals. B-Rob was still healthy in that game. But it was at Arizona the following week where you break out when he was unavailable. You had 2 rushing touchdowns, ran for about 70 yards, had that long 27-yard touchdown. And since then, there have been 3 games, and you've been heavily involved in the game plan every week. Take us back to that time. We were all kind of worried that there would be no Brian Robinson involvement and no Austin Ekeler with a concussion, I guess, that first game. And you just picked right up where those guys had left off. Did you know going into the Cardinals game how big your role was going to be?
No, I didn't. They just said be ready. And I think that's been preached since we all got back together back in April. Next man up. It's a 70-man roster. Everybody has to be ready. And I just think that's how we go about our business every single day and every single week. You know, we got games every single week. So we got, and we have to go 1-0 every single week. And whoever's up for us, we expect them to come in and produce and help us win by whatever their role is for that week. You know, it could change. And just being ready, knowing the plays, knowing the scheme, knowing what we're trying to do for that week and what we're trying to accomplish. And I think just top down, that's just how we go about it.
It's one thing when Austin's out to get that workload or when B-Rob was out against the Ravens to be involved. But yesterday, with those 2 guys healthy and on the field, you got the first running back carry of the game, I think. You hit that 9-yarder pretty quickly on the first drive, and you were involved. 7 carries, more than Austin had, right there with B-Rob. But it seems like that's the plan now. You've proven something that they want to keep you involved. What does that say to you?
however I can help win. That's just, I'm a very unselfish player, and I just want to win. I don't care how we win, what I got to do, you know, playing teams, running the ball, blocking. It just doesn't matter to me, man. And that type of mentality, I think, spreads and shows in the type of player that I am, and I want to continue to be for this organization and for this team. So for me, just continue to be ready for whatever moment comes up in the game and weeks ahead.
Jeremy McNichol's with us here on Grant and Danny. Jeremy, you've been around the league a little bit. You played for Kyle Shanahan, a 10-6 Frank Reich team in Indianapolis. You played for Mike Vrabel, who I think is a really good coach. And as I said, you've experienced a few different programs to this point. What makes this staff, this coaching group, different maybe than some of those other stops?
Just our brotherhood is preached. It's taught. It's just instilled in us. This game is bigger. It's bigger than the game. It's a brotherhood. It's the love we have for each other from top down. It's the work. Knowing that when you look to your left and your right that you want to play for those guys when you're out there, it's just a different feel that you have here. It's a different appreciation that you go out there every single Sunday and just want to win for your squad and win for the city. A big part of that, you know, is the fans coming out as well, too, and just showing us love and giving us energy to want to change this thing around. You know, it's a historic franchise, and a lot of us do know what's been here in the past, and being able to come and change it and make it better, that's what makes us different, playing for each other and wanting to go out there and win every single Sunday.
Yeah, I know that you're new here this year, but you've been in this stadium and you've been around the block. You are a student of the NFL. It is night and day different out there right now. When you talk to some of the guys that have been here, what kind of things are they saying about what they're getting from the fan base on game day? Because as someone who's been at almost every home game since 1999, now this has been really refreshing.
Just the energy. Energy is new life. It's new, it's fresh, it's winning. It feels good. You know, it's a place that you want to come out there and work hard for and win for and put it all out there every single Sunday and empty the tank out every single Sunday. You know, it's just a different change. The culture is different here now. It's just, you just want to win. You just want to play hard. You know, I know these fans have been through a lot throughout the years, and, you know, they're used to winning. Yeah, it's a winning tradition, and I think it's preached throughout the league. So I think that's just where a lot of the guys have been staying, and I think we're heading in the right direction with, you know, our staff and DQ and AP.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jeremy McNichol, a 2017 fifth round pick, 162 overall, back then by the Bucks, was bounced around, now found a home in D.C. He has been awesome this year. Did you ever, like high school or anything, did you ever play a different position than running back?
I did, yeah. I used to play receiver in high school and a year in college.
You never played defense?
Here and there. I like to get in the end zone.
So. I love it. The reason I ask is you have been a massive hitter on special teams this year. You had a nice tackle again yesterday where you drill a guy. But, Danny, I think Eckler. We do a weekly segment, just so you know, Jeremy, with your running back mate, Austin Eckler. He'll be on the show tomorrow at 5 o'clock. He's on with us every week. But he has kind of singled you out a couple times, but generally the whole kick coverage team. Like, you have been bringing the lumber on special teams. Have you always played teams that way?
Yeah. It's an important part that goes kind of unnoticed, but it's one of the most important parts of the game because that's a transition phase, right? Like, you know, we're kicking the balls, touchdowns been scored, and it creates so much momentum. And being able just to be out there and be able to run down on kickoff or cover a kick or get a big return for our offense, you could just see the sideline. You could see just the energy can shift so fast. And just being a part of that, and it's not just me. It's the other 10 guys on that field that want to go and change the game as well. And, you know, it's preached to us every single week that, you know, we got to go out there. We got to go out there and hunt. And we got to go out there and eat. And we got to go out there and put our defense and our offense in the best position possible because it's a very important part. You know, a lot of times special teams is only highlighted when it goes bad. If a punt return, we give up a punt return or we give up a big play. But why not us? Why not us go get a turnover? So I think that just mentality we go out there and play with on teams. Like, why not us? Why can't we change the game? You know, it's a play, so let's go out there and play the hardest. Let's go play fast and, you know, just play physical every single time we touch the field.
So, Jeremy, we mentioned Austin Eckler. He'll join us tomorrow. You've got 3 touchdowns and he's got 1. What trash have you already talked to Austin Eckler, and what would you like us to pass on to him tomorrow on your behalf?
Oh, no, man. It's no trash. It's all love, man. It's all love. We brothers. We in the same room. Like, I root for him every single Sunday. Like, I want him to do good. Every single Sunday, I've been a big fan of him since we came in the league together. So he's had a great career, and I hope the best for him. Like, every single Sunday, we root for each other. Like, I think we each other's biggest fans in that role. You know, like, coaching each other up, helping each other up on the sideline. Like I said, we all just want to win on Sunday. So it really doesn't matter who scores or who gets the touches. It just, did we get the W at the end of the day? And you can pass that on to him. So
we will. He's on tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll tell him.
Yeah, it's nothing but love, man.
Although, if you have any kind of funny, embarrassing stories we could mention, we'll take.
We'll
those
just pass
too.
Those on too.
Yeah, that'd always be fun. Last one for me.
He's a great teammate.
He's been a lot of fun to have on the show.
Yeah,
last one for me. We just heard Dan Quinn about an hour ago update us. That he says you guys are hopeful that Jaden can play against Chicago, and he's going to be. He said week to week, but there's the chance he could play. I guess, number one, have you talked to Daniels, and what kind of mindset was he in, and how was he feeling? And number two, what's your thought with the Bears looming, you know, with or without Daniels on kind of how that changes things?
I haven't talked to him too much about any type of injuries or when he's playing or anything like that. But whenever he's ready to get out there and give it his all and he's healthy to ready to go, then, you know, that's up to him and our staff to decide. But I know he wants to be out there. I know he loves this team. I know he's a key part for us, and he's a key leader for us.
What was the moment like when he did leave the field when he was injured? You guys didn't miss a beat and were incredible and still went on to put up a huge number of points. So he obviously responded very well. But what was said and what was kind of the vibe in that moment, knowing that he might not be available the rest of the day?
Man, I mean, it's just a testament to our team, man. It's just, we know if one of our guys go down, that the next guy got to step up. And, you know, just to have a guy and a leader like Marcus Mariota in our building and on our offense that knows what's going on, I mean, gives us the utmost confidence. And that just goes from top of the roster down, you know. Hey, we got to cover for somebody. But at the end of the day, we just got to get these wins. And that's our goal.
Jeremy, you had a couple of stints in San Fran that intersected with Adam Peters, who's done such a good job as the first-time new GM here in D.C. How well did you know AP before signing here? How much of a factor do you think that relationship was in bringing you here?
I don't think it was too much of a factor. It was just going to the best spot and the best opportunity to be able to continue to play and accomplish my dreams. And, you know, I think this was the best spot for me. just, you know, a new team, a new scenery, just something new. And, you know, he's been awesome, and he's been doing a great job. And, you know, I think he's going to continue to do that.
Jeremy, great to catch up with you, man. Continued success. Congrats on all of it. And it's been a blast, buddy. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
You got it. Jeremy McNichols. Thanks, Jeremy. Of the Commanders, who are 5-2, and they have yet to lose 3-0 at home. They get another home game cooking with the Bears this weekend, joining us here on Grant and Danny. We thank him for his time.